As California heads to the polls tomorrow, a once unlikely development is taking place in Orange County. Long considered the bastion of Republican politics, the GOP now has just a 7-point advantage in registration over Democrats. And among younger voters, more are registering Democrat than Republican by 10 percentage points. Here to talk more about this changeable electorate with Election Day just about a day away is Gustavo Arellano, the editor of OC Weekly. Hi, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
All right, so this change in voter registration, who's looking at this and are they concerned?
Obviously, the Republican Party in Orange County is scared out of their wits and wondering, how do you get these millennial voters to join the Republican Party instead of going Democrat? Or, you know, the other big trend is having no party preference at all.
7 percentage point advantage Republicans over Democrats. That's still pretty sizable, right?
It's still pretty sizable, but remember, this is Orange County. We pride ourselves on being, as Reagan once said, the place where all the good Republicans go to die. Even 20 years ago, the advantage that Republicans had was 22 percentage points. I mean, this is supposed to be the bastion. And 7 points, yeah, it's big, but it's not what it used to be. And, you know, what's interesting is why this is changing. Like, the old Orange County, this is not your grandma's Orange County anymore, period. And now, you know, it's been, and we've been saying this, of course, on Orange County Line since the beginning of this segment, but the new voters, increasingly not white, increasingly working class, and increasingly from the old cities of like Central County, Garden Grove, Anaheim, Santa Ana, and whatnot, they're the ones who are going Democrat because they do not identify with the Republican Party's historical politics of isolationism and xenophobia.
What are local GOP leaders doing about this? You mentioned they're trying to, you know, get millennials and the other voters. How are they catering to those folks?
On some ways, they are resting on their laurels and thinking, oh, once you get older, you'll become a Republican. In other ways, they've tried to get those younger voters, get out the vote campaigns, especially in the Latino community I've been covering this at this point for 15 years, trying to get young Latino voters to voting Republican. And then unfortunately, though, you get people like Donald Trump just throwing away all that goodwill that the Republican Party on the local level has been trying to build up. And to their credit, I mean, you had the former GOP chairperson Scott Baugh, this is a couple years ago, saying we're not going to use the word illegal immigrant anymore. We're going to call them undocumented folks. Those are good first steps, but then it gets thrown away by people above them.
I know Orange County, Gustavo, has played host to a number of rallies this year, not only for the California primary, but a lot of candidates, Donald Trump, who's looking toward the fall election, right, and wanting to shake things up a little bit. You've had reporters at those rallies. You've been to some yourself. What can we expect moving forward, do you think?
Well, obviously, it seems like Hillary, or, you know, what do they say? Hillary's a presumptive Democratic nominee. Trump's definitely the Republican nominee. You're going to see both of those candidates come to Orange County. Hillary Clinton was in Santa Ana this past Friday, met with 50 Democratic insiders. But it's really telling. You had 50 people inside. You had a lot of people outside, young Latinos, young white, party members or not parties. And they were hating on Hillary and the people inside. So if Hillary is going to be the nominee, I really think she's going to have a much harder time in Orange County than the figures currently show. So she's going to have to show the new Orange County, this is why you should vote for her. And in the meanwhile, Trump can just rely on the old Orange County electorate, those few who remain on voting for him, because they're sure on earth not going to vote for Hillary.
And the one who seemingly are still more active in politics than even the Democrats.
Exactly.
All right, Gustavo Arellano with this week's Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.
Gracias.